الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. In this world, the value of things that are original, that are pure, that are organic, is something that man relates to and every person attaches value to. When something is pure, a person won't mind paying the price for it. Why? He knows he's getting something pure, original. He's getting value for his money. As compared to paying for something that is impure, something that is fake, something that is not original. So how insan also relates to it in this way, by Allah Rabbul Izzat, what is pure has value. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Inna Allah tayyib la yaqbalu illa tayyib. Allah is pure. Allah only accepts that what is pure. When a person has wealth, is entering into a business transaction, a business deal with someone, and a person who's getting paid is concerned, is worried. Like how the person who is purchasing the item is concerned, I must be getting the original stuff. It mustn't be backdoor. It mustn't be fake. It must be the original, because I'm paying the original money. And the person on the receiving end is receiving his money, is concerned that it must be counterfeit. This must be genuine. So on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will come before Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Rabbul Izzat will on that day reward a person for what he brings that is pure. What is impure, what is adulterated, what has contamination and pollution in it, won't have any value by Allah. Rather, on that day a person will have to be sent to Jahannam for the purification purpose in order for him to qualify to get to Jannat. So we all make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us pure. Allah make our lives pure. Allah ta'ala make our amal pure also. So on the day of Qiyamah when we meet Allah, Allah is happy to meet us. And Allah Pak mentions what will be the value, what will be the reward for that person who leads a pure life. So Allah Pak mentions, Man amila saliham min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. The person who does good actions, pure actions, righteous actions, and that actions he carries out are supported and strengthened with iman. He has iman, and the actions also have iman in it. وَهُوَ mu'min. So in other words, it's not just he has iman, at the time when he fulfills those actions also charged with iman, motivated with iman. Then this person, when he comes before Allah, Allah Pak, even in this world also, Allah Pak will reward him in the year after. Allah will reward. Allah Pak is not such that he will only delay our reward for the year after. No, Allah is not like this. Insan, if you are grateful to man, then man rewards you in this world. He won't say, I'll give you next week, I'll give you next month. Immediately, he appreciates your kindness. and he will reward you immediately. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who carries out righteous works, good deeds with iman, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, we will grant him a pure life. The pure life is a life of happiness, a life of contentment, a life of blessings and barakah. وَلْنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, and we'll reward him well for the good deeds he will do in the hereafter as well. We are all coming close to the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is close. It is mentioned with the first moon, the new moon of Rajab will be sighted. Then the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah will be in the direction of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would anticipate the meeting of this special, blessed, auspicious month, the month of Ramadan, 2 months in advance. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas bin Malik says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجب, is when the month of Rajab would set in, and the Hilal, the first moon of Rajab would be sighted, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart would pour out towards the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallam would make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That Allah bless us with abundant barakah in this month of Rajab, and the coming month, the month of Sha'ban, and take us forward to the month of Ramadan. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is relating to the gift of Allah that is about to come. And he's teaching the ummah also, we should be also relating to it in the same way. Anticipating that favor, that grace, that bounty from Allah. This is a sign of a lover, that he's waiting for his beloved. The people in this dunya, when a very, very important event is to take place, advance preparation, long, long in advance take place. Person is going to get married to someone who is really looking forward to. So his dream is about to come true. He says, many months in advance a person will make preparations. As the days draw closer for the event, for the nikah, for the walima, whatever it is, the necessary arrangements will be made, the gifts will be purchased, the venue will be decided upon. Whatever has to go in to make that event a success, we find insan now, he will be doing that. When a person is opening a business, a grand opening, and he understands what that business means to him, it's all his life, this business is everything to me. I see my dreams materialize behind this business. He's going to do everything for this business. Allah gave us only one life. That's the end of it. And this life is our business. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentioned, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلَّ دُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you believe, must we not show you a business that will save you from the fire of Jahannam? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِ. Bring iman in Allah, Rasulullah, strive for the cause of deen. So in other words, our true business is the business of akhirat, is this deen that Allah had granted us. Every other business is secondary. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about this aspect, that we should be prepared to meet the month of Ramadan, and this month should be a month of blessings for us. It must be the change in our lives. We must acquire everything to this month. That's why Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba before the month of Ramadan entered, man sama Ramadan, that the one who will fast in the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu didn't stop there. He says, وَعَرَفَ حُدُودَهُ وَتَحَفَّظَ مِمَّا يَنْبَغِي يَتَحَفَّظ. And then he acknowledged and recognized the rights of Ramadan. He fulfilled the rights of this Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he refrained and abstained from all those things in the month of Ramadan that he was supposed to refrain from. It's not just the fast that he went through, a ritual. No, it's not that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the month of Ramadan will come to an end. Kuffira ma qablahu. It will be a means of forgiveness for his, all the sins that he had done before the month of Ramadan. Why now this is his life? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala mentions that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'allimuna haula al-kalimat. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu says, when the month of Ramadan would draw close, And even in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would teach the Sahaba to make this dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. O Allah, safeguard and protect me for this Ramadan. Safeguard the blessings of Ramadan for me. In other words, make it possible for me to fulfill the rites and carry out maximum ibadat so that I may be among the winners and the successful people of this ummah in receiving this grace of Allah in the month of Ramadan. Wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. At the end, O Allah, crown my efforts with success and with qabuliyat and acceptance. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all this was that concern. You see, every person got two types of concern which we need to have. One is on a personal level, individual level, and the second is on a collective level. We have to be concerned about ourselves, we have to be concerned about others as well. When we speak of others, it's of course now our families are going to be first, then going to be the general Muslims, then perhaps Muslims around the globe, Muslims suffering wherever. But when a person is drowning, and everybody is drowning, then he understands I must save my own life first. At the time when Malakul Maut is going to come, the person is going to be laid in the grave. At that moment, the suffering of the ummah, wherever is going to happen in the world, that is going to be important. But at this time when he's leaving this world, about to meet Allah, then the main concern of that mu'min at that time is Allah must meet me in the way Allah is happy. I must meet Allah without problems. I must answer the munkar nakir in the grave. So we got two types of query, two types of worries. A person is worried about his business, and he's worried about his neighbor's business also. Make dua for our neighbors also. Allah give them also rozi. But that we relate to very well. Say, no, my brother, my business time, you know, you want to speak deen, I'll meet you in the masjid. Business time. So when it comes to wealth, when it comes to dunya, we become very personal. It's my dunya. So we all should be concerned about our own deen. We should be concerned about making dua for the ummah. But the du'as that we will make for that ummah will strike the arsh of Allah if our heart is right, our life is right, our deen is right. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he informed the Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them on both levels. You should be concerned about yourself, you should be concerned about the ummah. When you're coming before Allah, what actions you're going to produce, what you're going to bring? How pure are those actions? Would Allah be happy with what you're bringing? Allah is not going to be happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, man sama Ramadan imanu wa ihtisaban. The person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, he has iman, and he has full motivation, full courage, full zeal and enthusiasm in that ibadat. He is happy with Allah. He's looking forward, he's anticipating the moment when he's going to stand on the musalla for the tarawih. He's waiting for it. So what will be the value of this person's tarawih compared to that person who's just going through the motions? The imam sahab must get quick, you get finished quickly, man. You know, it takes him too long, this imam sahab, you know. I know when I was young, and the first tarawih I was about to perform, I met one person, he says, how long are you going to take? Please, I want you to be the fastest tarawih in town, you know. I was young, I didn't tell the man anything, you know. I said, Allah Pak doesn't want this type of ibadah. This type of ibadah, Allah Ta'ala done. Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned in the month of Ramadan, the Nabi of Allah would perform the Tarawih Salah. And the Sahaba would be performing the Tarawih. Then at the end of the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallam gathered the Sahaba and he performed the Tarawih collectively. He performed the Tarawih Salah till 1/3 of the night. The Sahaba say, we desired if the Tarawih Salah could be even lengthened. The following night, the Nabi of Allah didn't come out. Everybody performed the Tarawih alone. Nabi Sallam did not come out because he did not want the Tarawih to be made farz on this ummah. Had he come out every night and did it in this collective way, then it would have become farz on this ummah. The Nabi of Allah was concerned, Allah mustn't make it farz, we won't be able to uphold the sanctity of the month of Ramadan. We'll become sinful in the court of Allah. So the following night he didn't emerge, he performed the Tarawih alone, everybody performed their salah alone. Then the next night the Nabi of Allah came, he performed it collectively. He performed the Tarawih Salah till half the night. And when he performed it till half the night, the Sahaba desired that the Tarawih might be even more lengthier. The following night he didn't emerge. He performed it alone. Sahaba performed it alone also. And then the third night, some muhaddithin mentioned that it was this night, perhaps the Nabi of Allah performed the Tarawih Salah 20 rakats. That was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala enforced, he said the Tarawih would be 20 rakats. This was like the last action of Rasulullah. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he knew if before people are going to perform the Taraweeh individually, what will happen to the Quran Majid? The Quran Majid will be lost. Because the whole year, we all know how much of Quran we recite. Even the Huffaz also. When the month of Ramadan dawns in, we know it's the feeling of Ramadan we can perceive. The lovers of Allah, you see them with the Quran. Even those who are far from deen also, they understand the greatness of this month. They sit with the Quran Majid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that this was the desire of Rasulullah, that this ummah must be united on the Taraweeh. He didn't do it, the Master Sassim didn't do it, out of fear that this will not be declared by Allah as farz. It must be sunnat, sunnat muakkada, very great sunnat. And the one who leaves out the sunnat, he will become sinful. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala gathered all the sahaba, 20 rakats of Taraweeh. So imagine when the Nabi of Allah on the third night, he performed the Taraweeh salah. He performed it the entire night, right till Sehri. Sahaba said, we thought that perhaps maybe we'll miss the Sehri. Look at the zeal and enthusiasm of Sahaba after the Salah was over. They said, O Nabi of Allah, we are so happy you performed it. So happy you performed it. In fact, this was on the second night. They said, O Nabi of Allah, we desired you perform it the whole night. It was on the second night. That's why the third night, the Nabi of Allah performed it the whole. So this was the Sahaba. Now the one who he fulfills the ibadat of Allah in this way, then this hadith applies to him. Man qama Ramadan imanu wa ihtisaban, the one who will stand up in the Isha Salah and then the Taraweeh Salah in the masjid. Isha, of course, the farz has to be performed in the masjid. Taraweeh can be performed at home, not a problem. But he performs it with iman, and he performs it with that full anticipation of Allah blessing him, rewarding him fully for that ibadat. In other words, he's happy to do it. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, all his sins will be forgiven. Ulama say all his sins refer to the minor sins. But of course, if a person now, he has that heart of forgiveness in that salah, asking Allah to forgive him even for his major sin, Allah can forgive him for that also. The Nabi Sallallahu mentioned, man qama Ramadan, man qama laylat al-qadr. So one is every night you stand up, then this is the virtue. Nabi Sallallahu mentioned, man qama laylat al-qadr. The one who stands up in the night of qadr, the night of power, imanu wa ihtisaban, with iman and with full enthusiasm and hope, anticipation, Allah must grant him that special reward. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambihi, Allah Pak will forgive him for all the sins. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, inna hadha ash-shahr qad hadarakum. At the time when the month of Ramadan just dawned, just entered, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the sahaba, this month is here. Allahu Akbar. Let's just try to imagine the December period, the person was waiting for the whole year. And that is the month that he makes a lot of money. You know, the agents, perhaps maybe Hajj time, they make a lot of money. So how much of money they make Hajj time? Whole year, they might make a little money, but they're waiting for the season. You know, person waiting for the season. Yeah, this is the season that you're making that money in the Akhirat. Nabi Sassam also was relating. Nabi Sassam also was relating to this, identifying with it. Inna hadha shahr, oh my sahaba, this month is here. Fihi laylatun khairun min alf shahr, there's a special night. This is the night of Qadr. The one who gets this night in ibadat, in turning to Allah, in worship, he doesn't, of course, commit sins on this night. He's showing gratitude to Allah for this favor. He's upholding this ni'mat. He's showing gratitude and thanks to Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, this month is worth more than 1,000 months of reward. Some say, but 84 years, 3 months, so much of reward just for one night. Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayra kulla. The one who lost out on this night, he lost out all good. Look how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in other words, hey, this business deal, you lost out. You could have made 100 million. Hey, you lost out, but you lost out all good, you know. Now I was looking at the Mubarak Ahadith of Rasulullah. To feel Ramadan, really you have to read the Hadith, you know. You have to read the Hadith. You have to try to feel what Rasulullah was feeling, what he was passing on to the Sahaba. He said in the month of Ramadan, you know, it's not a good example, but the businessmen, you know, they wait for Christmas. Astaghfirullah. Christmas is not our, you know, not our, but we speak the December period. We don't say Christmas. They're waiting for the December period. You know how much of money they're making. That mu'min, when the month of Ramadan comes, there's no nafal. There's no nafal. Every nafal action that a person is going to carry out in the month of Ramadan, he's getting the reward of farz. He's getting the reward of a farz. And for every farz that he carries out, he's getting the reward of 70 farais. Can you imagine? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that this month, say, inna hadha shahr sayyidu shuhur, this is the leader of all months, the greatest month. But for who? For that person who invested in it. He got that money, you know. He put it in the right investment. It's turning money for him. The person understood that this month I can pass away. How many people last year, they weren't around. They were around. Now this year, they're not around here. You're not going to live forever. The month of Ramadan. So the one who desires to meet this month, he makes preparations. Who knows, perhaps maybe even if he passed away before, Allah will give him the reward also. Why? Because he was loyal. He was anticipating. He was waiting for this. Allah will give it to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Mubarak hadith, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكُمْ فِي أَيَّامِ دَهْرِكُمْ نَفَحَاتٍ. Allah Pak got special moments in the life of each person. Your whole life, there are special moments. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. You should anticipate. You should search for those special moments. You don't know, it can come in the night, it can come in the day. You don't know when it will come. But if your begging bowl is before the king, and you're there at his door, definitely he'll favor you. So that mu'min will show Allah that he is anticipating the grace of Allah, the mercy. How will show Allah? He's all the time in ta'at, obedience. All the time in obedience, not in disobedience. At the time when salah will come, he'll come to the masjid. He'll show Allah. To say, you know, I'm a lover. I love Allah. I love Rasulullah. This lip service love. Some people maybe they put it on their cars, you know. What, you know. Some people maybe that, you know, posters they'll make, whatever. All this here is not a true reflection. The true sign of a lover is behavior. A person, he goes for the operation. Why Ibrahim Gyula mentioned very beautiful, he goes for an operation. What will determine the success of the operation? When he comes back from that operation to see his health. If he's eating well, if he's sleeping well, if he's moving, agile, everything he's doing. He said, Alhamdulillah, the success. Now he came back from that operation, the man in his bed, same how before the operation he can't move. He said, how you feel? I'm feeling very well, but he's not moving. What you'll say? You'll say the operation was not a success. So when a person says, I love Allah, I love Rasulullah, his eyes will show. He's not committing sin with those eyes. When he looks at the cell phone, look at the internet, he won't look at haram. There won't be the TV in his life. His association and friendship will be believers, those who are committed to deen. His business, when you go, you can see iman, you can see the reflection of Islam, you can see everything. There's no music there, there's no OD facilities, there's no interest bearing deal. You're not taking any interest deal with the bank. The person, alhamdulillah, is concerned. He's concerned. He's got that concern. It's called taqwa. And the one who will have this taqwa in any time, Allah Pak will make that Ramadan will be all day around. You see, one person, when the month of Ramadan comes, it will turn the figures, the rewards they get. Allah Pak made it that we can get Ramadan all year round. There's two ways. One is the person goes to Makkah Mukarramah. How much reward you get there? Allah save us. But the one who goes to Makkah, he mustn't commit sin there. Then he bring it back now. Loads and loads, not of good deeds, of sins. So a special place you go. Special maqamat, Allah Pak made it. Like we know, Medina Munawara, Makkah Mukarramah, Baytul Muqaddas, the rewards are multiplied. So you go to a special place. Then Allah Pak made it that they are special personalities. Those special personalities, when you fulfill their rights, Allah Pak honors you, gives you much, much more reward than normal. Who are those personalities? They are the people of deen. The people of deen. Example, one is your parents. It starts off with your parents. Then the people of deen, the ulama, the huffaz, anybody who is fulfilling any deeni role, you should honor him. The muazzin, you should be honoring him. For this action of honoring any mu'min, Allah becomes so happy. But when you honor a person for Islam, Allah Pak becomes very happy. So the person who does this good deeds, Allah Pak will turn it. That is done with ikhlas and done with the sunnah. The sunnah and ikhlas in this. Allah Pak will make it such that this year will now add to the value. It will be like the pound, you know, like the pound. The person, you know, he's got the, when he say, no, I got the rands, you know. How much money you got? I got rupees. He said, I got the pound, you know. So he said, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam with ikhlas is like that pound. Just for example, this is. He said, one buzug, he went to purchase something. So he took his money and he went. He didn't know it was counterfeit. He didn't know the money he had. Someone perhaps deceived him. So he went to buy something in the shop. So he put that thing before the person. At the counter, he gave that money to buy it. So with the manager looked at this, the owner of the shop who's selling the item, they looked at, He said, this is counterfeit. This is counterfeit. He threw it on his face. He says, this will never be accepted here. He threw. So this Buzuk, when he heard that, he fell unconscious. Buzuk fell unconscious. So people around there thinking, this person is throwing counterfeit. He fell unconscious. So Buzuk, after some while, he gained consciousness. They asked him, Hazrat, he just told you it's counterfeit, you know, and you fell unconscious. What happened? So he said, you see, when he told me it's counterfeit, my mind went towards the akhirat. It's because the awliya of Allah, every second and moment, they are concerned about their relationship with Allah. That I'm doing this action, will Allah be happy with me? Is Allah happy with me? My clothing, Allah is happy with me. The way I'm dealing with my wife, the way I'm dealing with my kids, the way I'm dealing with my family, my neighbors, the ummah, the general, I'm answerable. I'm owing so and so person this money, and I'm just acting, I'm ignoring it. So this Buzruk now, what he says? He says, my mind went to akhirat, that if I came before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and I came with the currency on that day, and the currency on that day was amal, the deeds I brought, and I put that thing there, and Allah Pak flung it at my face, like how this person flung it. I said, it's not original. That you did this here to please so and so person, you didn't do for me. Or this ibadah that you had, there was too much of sin that was linked to it. There's so much of guna also in this. What will I do at that day? There's no returning, coming back to the world. My Ustad Mawlana Harun Sahab, someone had seen him in a dream. So, asked him, how does it fare with you on that side? Now that you are that side, Buzur. He says, Alhamdulillah, we're receiving from the people of this world, we're receiving good deeds. But we don't find the noor in the good deeds. We don't find the noor. The good deeds are coming. People are sending good deeds. But there's no noor in the good deeds. So the ulama mentioned that perhaps what the meaning of this dream is that we're doing good deeds, but the sins that we are doing are wiping out all the noor of the good deeds. You gave charity also. But there was so much of guna that was linked to that business also, that was lost also. So the month of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned. Nabi sallallahu also mentioned that in your life, there are special moments. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَا You should search for it. لَعَلَّكُمْ أَيْ يُصِيبَكُمْ نَفَى Perhaps when you're looking for it, maybe just at one moment you'll get it in the day. If you make that dua, Allah will accept it. After namaz, you make that dua and your whole life will change. فَلَا تَشْكُونَ بَعْدَ أَبَلَى When that moment of acceptance came, you'll never ever be unsuccessful thereafter. This in a person's whole life, you might look for it. In the month of Ramadan, every second is like this. The one who passed away on Friday, we know there's no hisab for him. The one who passed away in the whole of Ramadan, there's no hisab for him. He's saved from the punishment in the grave. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Sa'ilullah la yakhib. The one who will ask Allah in the month of Ramadan, his request and his dua will never be rejected. Sa'ilullah la yakhib. Whatever duas you make, it will never be rejected. Allah will accept it. In one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, O my Sahaba, this month is here. In this month, Allah's mercies draw to the ground, to the earth. Allah Pak forgives your sins. Allah Pak accepts your du'as. Allah wants to see how you will vie with each other. Allah Pak wants to see this, how you are going to vie with each other. So show Allah how much you love Him. Show Allah how much determination and zeal you have in ibadah. Show, of course we say show Allah, not to show off, show Allah. So he says, so and so is being so much of ibadah, let me do. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakira Rahmatullahi, when the month of Ramadan would come, he would be a different person altogether. He wouldn't speak also to anybody. He won't even speak. The murid also knew and Hazrat. Every day, one khatam. Every day. One person came to meet as a sheikh. Whenever he would come, his name was Hafiz Tayyib or Hakim Tayyib. Whenever he would come, as a sheikh would give him special time. He came in the month of Ramadan as a sheikh was in his room. He knocked on the door, no answer. He went to Mufti Musa Abu Ramadan. I want to meet as a sheikh. He said, don't you know, it's Ramadan by sheikh. Now it's Ramadan. I said, sheikh, don't meet people. He went to another person, he asked, he said, as a sheikh, don't meet anybody. He said, okay, I just tell him one, two words. He said, okay, when he comes out from his room and he goes to the musalla to perform the Zohar Salah, on the way you can catch him. Just tell him one, two words, that's all. He said, okay, waiting, he took a stroll, took a walk. When he came back, as a sheikh already on the musalla reading the sunnat, so many siparas reading, so many ajza, juz reading on them. As the Zohar time came, now the farz commenced. After the farz again, as the sheikh started the sunnat, a few hours will pass. He said, let me take a small walk. When he came back, Sheikh was already in his room reciting. He knocked on, he said, Sheikh, I have seen Ramadan by many a great man, but the Ramadan I have never seen, you know. I'll come after Ramadan to see you. He said, Sheikh, he just stopped the recitation just to answer the salam, and he continued. Allahu Akbar. You see the value of Ramadan, we have to see it in the pious people. Allah Ta'ala bless us all. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.